Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Angel Investing, The Gust Guide to Making Money and Having Fun, Investing in Startups by David S. Rose is a practical business and personal finance guide to early stage startup investing, written by a veteran angel investor and founder of the Gust platform and New York Angels. The book aims to demystify how angels find deals, evaluate young companies, negotiate terms, and manage a portfolio over the long time horizons typical of startup outcomes. Rather than treating angel investing as occasional high-risk speculation, Rose frames it as a disciplined alternative asset class that rewards diversification, process, and active engagement. The book also explains how angels often invest alongside others through angel groups and how the broader funding landscape has expanded to include accelerators, seed funds, venture capital, and online platforms. Across the guide, the emphasis stays on realistic expectations, risk management, and learning how to be helpful to founders while protecting your own interests. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, angel investing as a disciplined portfolio strategy. A central message of the book is that angel investing works best when treated as a portfolio, not a single bet. Startup outcomes are highly skewed, with most investments producing modest results or losses, and a smaller number driving most of the returns. Rose, therefore, emphasizes diversification across many companies, pacing investments over time, and planning for illiquidity. This portfolio view also shapes how an investor sets expectations. Meaningful results typically require patience, because exits often take years and valuations can fluctuate widely before a liquidity event. The book connects this long-term perspective to practical behaviors such as keeping good records, following a repeatable screening process, and maintaining sufficient reserve capital for follow-on investments when appropriate. It also positions angel investing within a broader asset allocation mindset, where an investor should only commit money they can afford to lock up and potentially lose. By defining the activity as a serious alternative asset class, the guide helps readers replace excitement-driven decision-making with a structured approach that increases the odds of satisfactory outcomes over a full portfolio. Secondly, sourcing deals and building credibility through angel networks. Rose highlights that access is a major determinant of angel performance. The best opportunities often flow to investors with strong reputations, useful expertise, and reliable behavior. The book explains how angel groups and organized networks can improve deal flow while also helping new investors learn best practices. Investing with others can reduce information gaps through shared diligence, provide more consistent exposure to opportunities, and create social proof that attracts founders. The guide also discusses the investor side of relationship building, including being responsive, respectful of confidentiality, and clear about decision timelines. These habits matter because founders and co-investors remember who is constructive and who creates friction. Rose further ties sourcing to the growth of online platforms, including tools designed to streamline submissions, evaluation, and investor-founder communication. While technology can expand access, the underlying principle remains human investors who contribute insight, introductions, or operational support tend to see stronger networks and more opportunities. In that sense, the book frames reputation as a compounding asset that improves both access and influence over time. Thirdly, evaluating startups with practical due diligence. The guide focuses on how angels can evaluate young companies using a combination of structured analysis and informed judgment. Because early-stage startups usually have limited operating history, Rose emphasizes looking closely at fundamentals that matter at this stage, such as the founder's capabilities, the clarity of the problem being solved, evidence of customer demand, competitive differentiation, and the plausibility of the company reaching meaningful scale. The book also encourages investors to assess whether the proposed business model and go-to-market approach fit the market reality, and whether the team can execute and adapt. Practical due diligence is presented as both quantitative and qualitative, understanding key assumptions, checking references, and identifying red flags, while also recognizing that uncertainty is unavoidable. Rose encourages readers to use process to reduce avoidable mistakes rather than to seek false precision. He also addresses the importance of understanding how a startup may raise future rounds and what milestones could justify those raises. In doing so, the book helps angels think beyond the pitch and consider the full path from seed stage risk to a viable outcome. Fourthly, negotiating fair deals and understanding common investment structures. Rose devotes substantial attention to how early-stage deals get done and why terms matter as much as enthusiasm for the product. He explains that angel investments are typically structured through standard financing approaches used in startup ecosystems, and that investors should learn the mechanics and incentives embedded in these arrangements. The book emphasizes negotiating fairness rather than trying to win every point. since a hostile or overly complex deal can damage the relationship with founders and complicate future fundraising. It also reinforces that dilution, control provisions, and follow-on rights can materially affect outcomes, especially in the long gap between investment and exit. Rose frames deal negotiation as a risk management exercise, aligning interests, protecting against obvious downside scenarios, and ensuring governance and information rights that allow an investor to stay informed. The guide also shows how investing alongside experienced angels, groups, or funds can help new investors avoid common mistakes in term interpretation and documentation. Overall, the approach is pragmatic: understand the major levers, avoid unnecessary friction, and focus on building a capital structure that supports the company while still respecting investor risk. Lastly, adding value, planning exits, and navigating a changing funding ecosystem. The book argues that many angels improve outcomes by being active, not intrusive. Rose describes value add as targeted help that founders actually want, such as introductions to customers, hires, partners, and later stage investors, as well as advice informed by relevant operating experience. This support can strengthen the company while also giving the investor better visibility into progress and risks. At the same time, Rose stresses that the ultimate goal is liquidity, so investors should think early about plausible exit paths and what milestones could make the company attractive for acquisition or later stage funding. The guide also situates angel investing within a broader and evolving ecosystem that includes accelerators, startup studios, seed funds, venture capital, and new online tools that organize and expand access to startup investing. It notes that regulatory changes and platform innovation have influenced participation and workflows, making it easier for investors and founders to connect and transact. By combining tactical guidance with an ecosystem-level map, the book helps readers understand where angels fit and how to collaborate effectively as the market evolves. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are seriously considering allocating capital to early-stage startups and want a grounded playbook rather than hype. New angels will benefit from the end-to-end structure: how to source opportunities, evaluate teams and markets, work within angel groups, understand common deal mechanics, and build a portfolio designed for the extreme variability of startup outcomes. More experienced investors can use it as a systems check, reinforcing disciplined diversification, clearer expectations about timelines and liquidity, and the importance of reputation and process in sustaining deal flow. The practical payoff is twofold: readers gain a framework for making better decisions under uncertainty, and a clearer sense of how to be constructive partners to founders without becoming overbearing. Compared with many investing books that focus mainly on theory or on venture capital from a large fund perspective, Rose presents the angel role in concrete operational terms, informed by his experience building organized angel networks and tools that professionalize the workflow. That combination of portfolio discipline, deal-level realism, and ecosystem awareness is what helps the guide stand out in the startup investing category. If you would like to support David S. Rose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.